welcome to the Flight of the Next podcast. We are here today with a very special guest on Darkinjin Land in Gosford. That is Marty Mariner. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm going well, Holly. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. So I'm Holly here on Gadigal Land in Sydney. Danny also on Gadigal Land in Sydney. Alex in Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington. We are pretty good. Both of our clubs have a lot to look forward to over the next 2 weeks, especially now that we actually know who we're going to be playing, because that was the big question up until Sunday. So we'll talk about those elimination finals. First of all, let's talk about Sydney versus MacArthur. Sydney, pretty comprehensive win there. 2 goals by Mark Lolly and Kucharski, also getting goals. This was a bit of a romp, to be honest. I don't think anyone had a lot of hope that MacArthur was going to manage to beat Sydney. Any thoughts?
It actually went the way that I actually thought. I actually thought that Sydney were going to be way too strong. I think they've been one of the form teams this back end of the competition, haven't they? So, yeah, I kind of wasn't surprised, and I'm kind of not looking forward to playing him in the semi, but I'm sure we'll cover that in a second too.
I was just really surprised. I wasn't really surprised, but MacArthur just are not a very good side, I don't think. I'm really surprised they're in the finals. I just had a little look back at their results, and they've beaten some good teams this season. And yet, certainly every time they play us, they're really poor. And it looked like it certainly started off being poor against Sydney, so I had no hope at all that they were going to do anything. And then obviously the sending off completely wiped it out, which was sort of a bit of a shame, because it meant the rest of the match was a foregone conclusion, so you knew what was going to happen. Sydney obviously are in form, but if I was a MacArthur fan, I wouldn't have had any hope going into the game, and it probably went as everyone expected, I think. 4 goals, yeah.
What did we think about the Keely Adamson send-off? Now, Keely Adamson was one of the Sydney players in, I believe, the Australia Cup, and everyone wanted to sign him, but Sydney don't sign their up-and-coming academy players or keep them. So there's a ball that's come into the box. I can't quite actually remember who was getting it, but it didn't look like it was an obvious goal-scoring opportunity to me. But Keely Adamson's give him a good thump in the back because he's jumped into him, straight red card, and MacArthur struggled. And that was in the 27th minute. Any thoughts on the red card? There's a couple of red cards to talk about this podcast.
Yeah, I think we're bound by the law in this one, and I don't like the law. To me, a goal-scoring opportunity is a guy about to belt the ball in the back of the net, not it land around his neck, and it anywhere else in the field, that's a free kick, foul if he was a little, you know, contact, move on. But the law is what it is, and I think therefore it's been given as a red card. But I don't think it's deserved. Even the term goal scoring opportunity, as I said at the start, if a guy's got the ball or a header or any player is about to put the ball in the net and they get taken out and there's a foul, I get it. No issue with it. But we're talking marginally just inside the 18-yard box. We're talking about two players running diagonally away from the goal. We're talking about contact. I get it. But goal-scoring opportunity, yeah, it gets me. So I feel sorry for the young fella. I'm not a fan. I'll say that. I'm not a fan.
Didn't seem like a very obvious goal-scoring opportunity. I mean, that's up to interpretation, but yeah, I think he was quite unlucky, Danny.
Yeah, look, it was a harsh but correct decision, I think, under the laws of the game. But yeah, I agree with you, Marty. It's a shame because it did finish the game off, you know, 20 minutes in, and suddenly you say, well, nothing else is going to happen here. And it finished, you know, it spoiled the game, and it was really, as you say, it was an innocuous challenge to some extent. It was just where it was in the pitch. Under the laws, yep, it's a red card. And I guess the only thing we can say is hopefully they're consistent in what they expect to be a goal-scoring opportunity. Yeah, he probably would have, if he was any good, he would have taken the ball down. He probably would have got a shot off. But, yeah, it's not obvious he would have done that. I think so. Yeah, it was a shame that it happened, I guess, but I think it was a correct call under the laws.
It was given as a penalty originally, wasn't it?
Yes, and that would have been a penalty and a yellow card. Right?
Yeah.
But because it was then deemed to be just slightly outside of the box, all of a sudden that's a red card. And I understand the idea of a penalty plus yellow card instead of a red card if it's in the box. But, I mean, you'd rather take copping the penalty than that. And it's just, there's a matter of like a few inches in it.
Well, I think the rule is if you foul someone in the box and it's dog, so, and you're going for the ball, it's a yellow card. But if you foul them and you're not going for the ball at all, like you just take a swipe at their legs, then it's a red card. But then dogs are outside the box is always a red card. I think that's my understanding of the laws, at least.
Was he actually going for the ball? He just came through the back of it. I don't think he had any possibility of getting the ball. So maybe it should have been a penalty and a red card.
It wasn't inside the box, so it can't be a penalty. But even then, that's a bit subjective.
It's a situation where you sort of, I don't know if there ever was a good old days, but in the old days, you would expect a referee to use his discretion. Earlier in the game, it wasn't a bad tackle. As you say, it wasn't a really obvious foul. You think, well, just give me a yellow card and that would be it. But of course, we want referees to be completely consistent right across the board, and you can't do that because referees are human beings as well. So that's why they brought the laws in and try to pin down the laws exactly. But it was a shame that it did spoil the game.
So MacArthur had a really good start to the season, I think. I don't think they're a top six team anymore. So it's probably rightly the case that they are out. The other match was a lot more interesting. That was a Melbourne derby that finished 1-1 in regular time. So there was a goal early on by Supraim for City, and then really late by Velupele to take it to penalties. And this was with Mishash off for most of the game. Now, this was for violent conduct. He did kick out at a player. Not a big fan of the player clutching his face and rolling around, but that was one of the big talking points. The match went into extra time with nothing, and then penalties, which Melbourne Victory won 3-2. Okay, there's a lot to talk about this. In the stoppage time, extra time, I should also mention Curtis Good got sent off. So two red cards, a saved penalty during the match, a penalty shootout, heaps of wild late drama. Alex, what did you think?
I think it was a really entertaining match. I was obviously going for victory because that meant the Mariners have to play Sydney, who they haven't been the best against this season. So I think it gives us the highest chance of a home grand final, which is what we really, really want. Sorry, Marty, for the lack of faith in the Mariners. But I just did not want City to win. We've lost them already this season. Amy Park, you know, we're going to be playing there regardless. Oh, no, sorry, we wouldn't play City, would we? You'd play City, and then we'd play Sydney. Do not want to play Sydney. Sorry, got a bit muddled up there. Do not want to play Sydney. I think they're the team I'm most scared of in the competition at the moment. Their attack, their press, it's really hard to play against. Like, it's so stressful. I don't know if it's just me, but it's so stressful whenever we play them. That game at Eden Park, whew, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
Marty?
Yeah, I agree with Alex. It was... Well, I can't say it was entertaining for the neutral because I was probably the same. I was all the way through. I kept recalculating about, well, if they win and then if they lose and who we're going to play. In the end, it was just what's the game. And, I mean, I had, you know, you thought City had hung on to get that win. Victory just had so much ball. And they just, you can't believe the scoreline in the end of it because there were so many opportunities for both sides. Melbourne Victory are such a tenacious team, and them dropping back to 10 in some ways galvanized them, and to me it stepped them up another gear. And they both of our clubs have got very tough semi-finals because we're playing against teams that are very professional, and they know how to handle these pressure situations, and Victory did a great job of that. And you know, when it went to extra time, I mean, I don't know what you guys thought. I just thought the way Izzo was playing, I didn't think it was going to go any other way than Melbourne were going to win the penalty shootout. But he made some outstanding saves during the game as well. But yeah, for sort of neutral, I guess, watching the game, it was a cracker to watch. And yeah, it's a definite finals football, that was for sure.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was a great game to watch. Whether you're neutral or not, I think you would have enjoyed it. And if anyone, you know, wanted to point at the A-League and says, is the A-League entertaining? You show them a match like that. It's like, yeah, this is great. You know, you'd hope a lot of people did get to see that because, yeah, it was just 2 hours of fun, basically, if you like football. Yeah, I probably wanted City to win just sort of basic financial basis. And now I have to buy flights to go to Melbourne to watch that game. So I was sort of 3 minutes away from saving myself $400 or $500. But anyway, that was me. Yeah, Victory did really well. I think City choked. I think is a, you know, a textbook version of choking. You could see in the last sort of 10 minutes, they were really nervous when the defenders were trying to play it out. They kept just slightly overhitting and then bringing the passing, one of which, you know, led to a few options there for Victory. And as you say, as soon as Victory equalises, like, yeah, they're going to win this. There's no way. City just collapsed, and which is unusual for a City team because obviously they've got very good players and often quite experienced players. But I think that you can see why they only just scraped into the finals this year. I don't think a City team of the last couple of years, 1-0 up against 10 men, that they wouldn't lose that. McLaren would have scored or somebody would have scored. So. But yeah, really entertaining. Not really looking forward to going down on Amy Park as a Phoenix fan. But, you know, if you want to win the competition, you've got to beat everyone, right?
What's happened to City this season? I mean, they've been, they it feels like they're always winning the Premiership. They've had massive results this season. They've beaten people by a lot and then turn around and put up a performance like that. I mean, in saying that, their XG was 2.86, and probably about 0.8 of that would be that penalty that they missed. But they really, by all rights, should have won that game. And what happened?
It's a tough one to pick when you think of the amount of quality in that side. And maybe I think that's what it is. I think when those individuals, when they fire up and they do their thing, I think they've got one of the strongest squads in the competition. But I just don't think enough times this year they were on the same page to be able to win a game of football. When they did, they played well and could beat anyone. But I just think too many times this year they're big guns, they're bigger players, just didn't step up and perform for them. And I don't know whether that comes down to man management in rotating. We know McLaren especially was spending a lot of time off the bench this year. What's going on the training ground? And that they never looked like a happy squad. They never looked like a team that was really gelled and bonded and let's do it. And I mean, you know, obviously they're still suffering from a grand final defeat last year, 6-1. Just thought I'd mention that because I can. But they just never looked like that squad that was going to do it. They never looked like they were all together. And yeah, it's a shame because, as I said, a few of them have moved on now. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with them in the next season as well.
Well, they've had a bit of inconsistency in coaching, right? Pedikas Norbo, did he move, was it like in the middle of last season to France, to some city football group club in France, and he hasn't had the best of time there. And then their new coach, is it Vidma, Aurelio Vidma? Yeah, he's come in. And he kind of, like their form definitely dipped in the second half of last season, but they still managed to win the Premiership. And then obviously they didn't do so well in the final series, losing the grand final. And then it's just been even worse this season. You know, they've had so much success over the last few years or over the last wee while, especially under Kiz Norbo. I just think it comes down to consistency, you know, like what you said, Marty, operating as a group of players more than just a group, like a team, you know, winning 8-0 one week and then losing they had a 5-1, right? The next week, it's just, there's obviously something going wrong in that group. Is Vidmar the right person to take them forward? I'm not sure. I'm sure some City players who know, City fans who know more than me will have a bigger opinion on that. But, you know, we'll see what lies in store for them next season.
I mean, I don't feel bad. Like, they're so cashed up, but they're one of those horrible sports washing clubs, and I'm happy to see them win when it suits the Wellington Phoenix, but otherwise I'm very happy to see them suffer, because, you know, City Football Group is and that kind of ownership is a cancer on football. Not necessarily multi-club ownership itself, but the sports washing is pretty bad. And when you see them win a competition, the first person they thank, the captain will thank Sheikh Mansour or whatever it is. He has to thank that person first. And I bet that person's maybe come to Melbourne once to watch a game kind of thing. So it's a sad indictment on where football is at the moment, but that's all right. So this means we have some very exciting matchups. So we'll be playing Victory. We'll start with the Sydney versus Mariners. That's at Allianz Stadium. So the first leg, which makes sense to do your first leg away. Not that it's that far away. So I'm expecting good turnouts for both of those games. What do we think? I mean, Sydney has been your bogey team this year, this season, Marty.
Certainly have been. And I guess it's a two-edged sword. It's almost one of those, oh, God, it's them again, you know, what do we do? But now it's almost we can't just keep – something's got to change. It'll be interesting. The first leg, obviously, we had a bit of a busy midweek as well, which I'm sure we'll touch on in a sec, but – you know, lots of travel for the boys. I know they've trained Wednesday, they've trained Thursday, they've been back out to the training park, they're ready. Speaking to a few of them, they're just like, they're a lot of them are running, not on fumes, but they're just so focused now on the end of the season, they're going to keep on pushing, they're going to give it everything. And yeah, there's a lot of momentum that we've had of late. And yeah, there's a lot of drive behind them to do it. So if you offer me a draw right now, I would take it, because I think, you know, playing Sydney in Sydney with the results we've had, if we can go back to Gosford, the land of the palm trees and the giant sauce bottles with a draw, I think we can do them after another week's rest, of course. I think that's a good result for us, but it's going to be tough. We expect it to be tough. It's expected to be a rainy day in Sydney as well, which I don't know who that's going to help and who that's going to hinder, but no, it's going to be a big game. So, Looking forward to the challenge, that's for sure.
Sydney, Joe Lolley's out, I believe, for the rest of the season. So that's going to help the Mariners quite a lot. I think about Sydney, I mean, obviously they're a good side and they're in form in the second half of the season, which is always good, and they seem to have a bit of momentum. But they've let a lot of goals in this season. I don't think their defence is particularly great. I think where they're getting it from is they defend from the front. So they do that hard press, which they've come up with this season. And that's where they seem to make their chances from. But if you can get out from that, I think teams like the Mariners and like the Phoenix quite easily score against them. So I think it'll come down to how well people can get the ball out from defence past that press, whether that's kicking long or passing around. Unfortunately, with the travel and such, that sort of high energy press that they do is going to take a toll on the Mariners defense if they're not completely up to full fitness. So that could be pretty tricky. I guess I'm hoping for a good match, you know, and I really want a home grand final, but I'd also like the Mariners to do well and see most of my Sydney friends get humiliated as well. So I'm a bit tossed up in terms of who I actually want to win. Hopefully there'll be a better crowd than there was. I thought the crowd against Macarthur in Sydney was really poor, just over 11,000, which is probably less than they've got members. And the weather wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't that bad, I know, because I was around that area at that time. I imagine there'll be plenty of Mariners fans coming down for it. And hopefully a good match. And a draw might be set up a sold-out Gosford for the return leg.
Any thoughts, Alex?
Not really on the Sydney versus the Mariners match. I've just got it up on FootMob looking at their head-to-head. It's been ages since the Mariners have beat Sydney. I think December 2022 was the last time, and Sydney have won every single game since then. So my money's on Sydney. Come on, Sydney. Get us a home grand final.
I think that's a big part of it as Knicks fans is, look, we could lose to Victory and not even get into the grand final. So you have to be careful about, you know, your chickens and counting them before they've hatched. But I would rather play Sydney FC in a home grand final than, you know, But then again, look, if the next best option is getting to play the Mariners in a Gosford grand final, then that's still a grand final. I mean, we've never won anything. We've never won anything. Like, it would be so, but it would be massive for us if we could win. So, however that's going to happen, like I said, I would take a final over here if that's how we made it to the final. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that goes for the Mariners. Shall we chat Victory next? So that's on Sunday at Amy Park. Amy Park is a bit of a graveyard for us. We really struggle at Amy Park, but we're going to have a very good turnout, I believe. Some of us are going down. Danny's going down. I'm going down. Dean's going down. Sian's going down. Heaps of people. There's going to be heaps of people. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm a little bit worried about how much we've struggled against Victory. Like, we got that one win and we got two draws. And in fact, the first draw we got against them was that one all draw where we didn't have a single shot the entire game, which was absolutely wild. And then those other matches have been very late drama, very, very late drama. So I'm a little bit worried, but I think we can do it. I think we can do it. And their best player, Mishash, who was an idiot last weekend and kicked someone intentionally, he's out for both games, it's like for the Mariners. Joe Lolly's out for your games. Mishash is out for our games, and those both spill in our favour. What are your thoughts on going into this first leg, Alex?
I really don't know what to expect, to be honest. Like, anything can happen in these games. I think I've said this before, you know, just tidy moments decide these games, especially against the Phoenix and Melbourne. I think the way the two teams set up makes it quite an arm wrestle of a match. I think it'll be difficult. There won't be many opportunities. I think in the end, it'll just come down to who takes their chances the best and who makes the least mistakes, I guess.
I'm reasonably confident about the game over two legs. We're a much better side than we have been in previous years when we've played Victory down at Amy Park. Even though the games between us so far this season have been very even, we are the better side. I think overall we finished quite a way ahead of them on the table, 10 points or something. But yeah, as Alex said, you know, a bad tackle or a slide in wet grass, someone goes in and you get a red card, or a dodgy penalty can make all the difference in this. So all I want to take away from that is a draw. I'd be very happy with. I think 1-0 victory, 1-0 loss, we can overcome. Anything more than that, and it's making it very hard for us when we come home. But I think we're capable of doing it. Chief is pretty good at that. We know we're decent at defending. If we just set up properly and everyone plays their game and we come away, you know, even if we let one goal in, I think, going back to the Caked In, just 1-0 down, I think we can beat them by two goals. So I'm sort of vaguely confident, certainly more than I would be normally. It's finals football, but, you know, I don't know. I think we'll do it.
Marty, what do you think? What you think will be the result, and also who you're sort of hoping that the Mariners might get to face on the other side?
Look, I would love nothing better than a Wellington Mariners grand final. I think pretty much the same as yourself, Holly. If the Mariners can't win it, I want Wellington too. I've always had a soft spot.
I think ticket sales are going really well for the second league too. Over 15,000 tickets sold so far for the league in Wellington, and heaps of away tickets too. Like, I think they said they were bringing like 300-ish or maybe even more than that. So, you know, we've never really had other teams in Sky Stadium. We've never really had an active away day, so it'll be interesting how, you know, that fares off with the Victory fans versus the Phoenix fans, the Yellow Fever.
So speaking of a potential sea of yellow, or a sea potentially of yellow and navy blue, say Mariners earn the grand final. Now, I know that Central Coast Stadium is a little bit small. It's not that small. You're not talking about taking them out to Plouin Park where there's like, you can fit like 2,000 people in there, right? Like, it's a proper stadium. You guys have been playing at it all season. I know it's not huge, but I would rather have a sold out, packed to the Gills Central Coast Stadium grand final, no matter who it is you're playing, then you guys get moved, because I think that would be bullshit. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's a difficult decision for the APL, because obviously they need the money. We've all read the various news reports coming out the last couple of weeks. They really need the money. So for them to say, well, if we take it to Allianz, maybe we sell that out, that's double the crowd, plus corporate, we can sell corporate for a lot more than we could do Gosford. That's all that money. It's very hard for them to turn that down. On the other hand, they got so much abuse for taking it, you know, doing the whole, we're going to take the final to Sydney. This is their first chance to show that they have listened to the fans and they're going to put it where the fans want it to be. So, yeah, it'll be a very difficult decision for the ABL to make. I don't know which way they'll go. I've got a feeling they may end up taking it to Sydney. I hope not. I hope if the Mariners, you know, have the right, then they get to play where you want to play it. You know, the corporate facilities are all right. We had those once, Holly, if you remember. We got a box.
We did.
Okay.
That was very strange.
We didn't actually sit in it. We went into terraces for the second half, but, you know.
Yeah, but look, even if you don't want them to be, you know, charging ridiculous amounts for tickets. But like, if it's a ticket money thing, just charge a little bit more. It's a smaller stadium. People will want to go enough, so long as it's like reasonable for members and stuff like that. I did hear that it was partly about the corporate sections not being adequate or enough of them. I don't know whether that's the case. I think if you're a corporate, you should just be grateful that you've got a bloody seat and someone can bring you a Villiers pie at halftime, and you should just be bloody grateful. I really think that it should be in Gosford at Central Coast Stadium.
Yeah, I'd love for it to be in Gosford too. I've never been to Gosford. And if the grand final, if it ends up being a Central Coast Mariners versus Wellington Phoenix grand final in Gosford, I'll be trying to go, you know. It's not completely in my control, but I'll be putting my case out there. I'd love to go there. It looks like a great stadium too from the pictures. I've seen some TikToks about it even, you know, most beautiful football stadium in the world. Yes, please. I'll go. Sign me up.
Yeah, it is great. It's a great place to go. So it would be devastating if Mariners were to lose that once again. Like I said, they could just charge some more for the tickets or something. Nothing crazy, but you've just got to hold the integrity of the league. The questions about the integrity of the competition have become really intense over the last couple of seasons, particularly with that grand final, selling the grand final to Sydney. So hopefully that does encourage them to do the right thing. Hopefully... we're having a nice grand final at the Cake Tin. Sorry, Marty. I would be hoping that you would be there if we would have been hosting it. But we really need to win something. We've got this new Auckland team coming in. Like, oh my God, it's kind of terrifying. That I thought about going to that Adelaide match. The Wednesday where you guys won the league, because you just needed a draw or a win, and then you had a pretty comfortable win in the end. I'm glad I didn't go because the weather was horrendous and Adelaide lost anyway. But again, if we're going to lose, it might as well be you guys.
Yeah, the worst case scenario is a Sydney-Melbourne victory final, grand final. That would be awful. That would just be disastrous, although probably good in terms of ticket sales and money. But yeah,
you're right, it would be very good in terms of, and the atmosphere would be pretty good too, but it would be disappointing to see those clubs that win everything, that have lots of money, taking it all again. Otherwise, like I said, any other thoughts? I keep asking everybody for other thoughts and then interrupting you immediately. Congratulations to Sydney FC on winning the Dub Championship. They went down to Melbourne City, where there was a very, very poor turnout. But again, Melbourne City was rightfully hosting it. City win another title and Sydney win another title, and it's just like those same handful of blue teams that are doing well over and over and over again. All right, we seem to have lost Marty with some technical issues there, but thank you very much for coming on, Marty. It's been really good to have you. You're always a good chat, whether we see you virtually or face-to-face. Good luck to the Mariners, as much as secretly we kind of don't want you to win, but good luck to your Mariners, and we'll see how we've gone and catch up with you next week, potentially. All right, bye, everyone.
See ya.